Okay, here we are on the tape again. I mentioned to you, or asked you about some people you served with, and most, one of them I remember was Leland Card. How about some of the other justices? Oh, Harry Kelly. I understand you had sort of a fondness for Harry Kelly.
Yeah, I had a particular fondness for Kelly, and it started off in an unusual fashion. I came to the court, you know, remembering really the bitter gubernatorial campaign of 1950, I think it was, in which Harry Kelly was running against Benny Williams, my old friend and political saint, and as I saw it most times. And I came prepared not to be particularly fond of Mr. Kelly, because of some of the rather harsh things he had said about my friend Mr. Williams during the 1950 campaign. But I found, not long after I got to the court, that Harry was not as I thought he was. He was a conservative guy. He sure had his sense of values, and he had this tremendous experience growing out of his age. And he had been in World War I. Lost a leg in combat in World War I, and he had come through the wars in Illinois, where he was from, I think Ottawa, Illinois, where incidentally he had known August Scholl, who was from the same town.
And Emil Lockwood, maybe.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, he had come here to practice law at his Detroit with his brothers, and he'd become Secretary of State and governor during the war years. And I found out he was a man who was full of happy memories about people and things, and irrespective of who they were. And he was a generous person in spirit. And
great family man.
Great family man, yes. I remember him saying at one point at the end of a conference when we had a long, tough couple of weeks of working, we were just chatting about little things. He said, next week I'm going to marry off my youngest child. He said, then I'll be through. He said, I don't want to share a stock or anything. I don't own anything but a little log cabin up off of Galen in a little house. He said, but I'm a rich man.
Did you visit him at his place in Gaylord?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'd go north. Ordinarily, I'd stop in. I'd call before, of course, and stop in. He had a place in town where he had his library, and he and his wife Ann lived there. Then he took me out one time out to his place on the lake, where he had a log cabin, a very big one, which he had built way back when his kids were growing up. Because I think he had six children, he and his wife did. And he had been there. He said, this is my Shangri-La. And he had pictures of himself in a boat on a little lake just out from the place. And it was a hunting club location just outside of Galen. But he was a wonderful fellow, straight arrow of salt. He did what he thought was right. He worked hard. He asked no quarter in terms of relief from his cases when he wasn't feeling well. And that was fairly often because he was getting up in years, and I think he was diabetic, and he had, of course, the leg was off, and he didn't always feel too well. But he would come to the sessions of court, and he would struggle up to that bench and sit there and listen to the arguments, and he would go out and do his work. He worked from his office at Galen.
In a sense, you were seatmates, weren't you?
Yeah, because I was a junior member of the court, I was supposed to sit on the end, and of course it was more convenient for Harry to sit on the end because he had to get off from time to time, and so I sat in his old place and he sat in mine, and I would often help him on and off, but more importantly we had a good speaking relationship, and when we discussed the cases I always was interested in what Harry had to say, because he had a lot of experience and he had a lot of good common sense, and I would like to hear what he had to say about anything before I made up my mind.
How about the famous Dutchman, Chief Justice Detmers? He was Chief Justice, was he not?
Yes, let me see. He had been Chief Justice. I think Leland Carr was Chief Justice when I got that, and Kavanaugh succeeded him, Thomas M. Kavanaugh. Well, John and I, of course, we both lived there in Lansing. We had adjoining offices, and so I visited with him. And I got to know him pretty well. He used to say I was born in Iowa, the Dutch community out there, and I was sent to either Calvin or Hope College, I forgot which one, to become a minister in the Lutheran Church. I decided to become a lawyer because John came from that area of the state, and he had been attorney general, and he had been on the court for some time. As a matter of fact, I think Harry Kelly appointed both him and Carr to the court when Harry was governor from 44 through 48, I think somewhere.